Bethlehem Steel is gone, and Sparrow's Point is now home to scores, if not hundreds, of feral cats. Back when the steel mill was running, feral cats were hunted down and killed. WYPR's John Lee reports that volunteers are now trying to save the cats, with the blessing of the point's new owner.
On a Sunday afternoon, Michelle Eubank and Wayne Warble are making the rounds, pouring out cat food and water into dishes and placing them at four sites on the old Bethlehem Steel property in eastern Baltimore County. What Eubank calls those sites harkens back to the old days.
I was thinking we'll hit Powerhouse, Kinder Morgan, then come back and do Scrapyard and Slap Shop.
And when she stops her black Dodge Ram at the Powerhouse, the cats come running out from their hiding places in the brush and tall grass.
See the truck here? These are three of our four regulars. I better feed.
The cats make their way through an abandoned turnstile as they head for dinner. This happens nearly every day. Eubank gets help with the feeding from people who work at Sparrow's Point, like Warble, who's been here since 1998. He says cats have been at Sparrow's Point for decades and got here in different ways. There used to be a town. The people and houses are gone, but some of the cats remained, and their descendants are still here. Others are dumped here. An occasional cat might wander off a ship. Warble says he fed cats back in the days of Bethlehem Steel, and that was a clandestine operation.
You weren't allowed to feed. They, you know, would send letters around. If they caught someone feeding and food, they were going to fire them.
Warble says the mill hired people to trap and kill the cats. It was once the largest steel mill in the world, employing 30,000 people. The mill closed for good in 2012. The new owner of the 3,100-acre site, Trade Point Atlantic, is tearing down much of what is left of those days to redevelop the property. Michael Moore is the CEO of Trade Point Atlantic. He says the cats can stay.
Not all of the property will be built out. There's going to be lots of free and open space for coexistence.
Eubank isn't just feeding the cats. She's also setting out steel traps, using food as bait. She traps the cats and takes them to a clinic where they're fixed and vaccinated. Sick cats are nursed back to health.
But that's the one I want.
That one right there?
Yeah.
That cat looks like he might have ringworm, and Eubank wants him to get checked out. A couple of minutes go by, the cat goes after the bait, and the door to the trap closes.
Got him. And it's important to cover them right away so that they calm down and they don't beat themselves up.
Next stop is the monthly clinic run by Community Cats Maryland at the Dundalk Health Center. On this day, around 150 cats trapped around the county, including Sparrow's Point, are being neutered and nursed back to health. Once they're done at the clinic, the cats are released where they were caught. Since July, about 160 feral cats have been trapped, neutered, and released at Sparrow's Point. The goal is to have stable feral cat colonies with healthy, fixed cats. The clinic this past Sunday was the last for Community Cats Maryland. Baltimore County says they have to go to make room for a county-run trapping program. So the volunteer organization that helps homeless cats is itself now looking for a home. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.